Investigators say they are now reasonably sure that searing hot gas from the atmosphere penetrated the Space Shuttle Columbia during the last 5 minutes of its flight. Calculations suggest that the hot gas came through some sort of a breach, a hole, crack, other opening, and contributed to the breakup of the craft. But this conclusion does not point directly to an underlying cause of the disaster. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
NASA has known all along that the left side of the shuttle heated up substantially during the final minutes of its flight. In particular, temperature indicators on the shuttle's left landing gear inside the left wing showed a temperature rise of 30 to 40 degrees. NASA spokesman James Hartsfield says engineers have now done some calculations to find out how that area, called the wheel well, could have gotten so hot so quickly.
You could not get that type of a temperature rise from heating through the skin of the spacecraft into the wheel well. You would have to have required some breach in the skin. It could be in the wing, it could be in the fuselage, it could be in the leading edge of the wing, or perhaps at the wheel well.
The 2,000-degree gases streaming along the shuttle's heat tiles bored into the structure somewhere. Judging by the loss of sensor readings from inside the wing, the hot gases apparently melted wires or insulation, and they could have done substantial other damage. The left side of the shuttle's fuselage also warmed up above the wing, so Hartsfield says NASA engineers may be able to triangulate the source of the heating.
Hopefully they can work backward now and discern just where in the skin, in the wing or the wheel well or the fuselage, you would have to have a breach in order to create the temperature seen in the wheel well. And then if you narrow that down, the possibility is where that breach is. Hopefully that will help us as we work on the questions of how.
The possibilities are still open. One is that the cover over the landing gear wasn't properly sealed, so gases leaked through there. Another possibility is that a piece of space junk or a micrometeor hit the shuttle while it was in orbit, creating a deadly but unnoticed puncture. Paul Fishbeck, a professor of engineering at Carnegie Mellon University, says the new calculation doesn't resolve the matter, but it does move the investigation along.
I still think it's pointing in the direction that was most likely to begin with the sighting of the debris coming off the external tank and banging into the bottom of the orbiter. That should be the one that should be looked at and studied the hardest and eliminated if possible. This does not eliminate that possibility, but makes it more likely.
Investigators have not ruled anything out yet. They aren't counting on the widely scattered debris to provide them with definitive answers either. Instead, they have to fall back on computer simulations and lab tests. For example, they will run experiments to see how much damage foam can inflict on the shuttle's insulating tiles. They are looking at atmospheric data and shuttle photographs to see if unusual solar activity could have caused a damaging electric discharge high in the atmosphere as the shuttle started its descent. And they are again looking at data from the shuttle's sensors to search for mechanical failures around the landing gear itself. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.